I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a story that's been out there about UConn possibly cutting a bunch of majors. I think it was like an audit or proposal from the provost office, but I want to get more details on it from Allison Cross, who's been writing about it for the Hartford Courant. You can go to current.com to get details that we don't get here or to read more about it and read more of Allison's stuff. She joins us now on Brian and Company. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. So this isn't something that's definitely going to happen, but it's been sort of proposed in some report.
Yes. So essentially right now there are 70 undergraduate majors that have been identified as low enrollment programs, which essentially means that within the last 5 years, less than 100 students have graduated with a major in that program. So any major or program at the university who kind of met that cutoff or did not meet that cutoff has been identified for the provost's review. And the university has said that being identified for this process doesn't mean that kind of that the program will necessarily be cut. But there was a May 14th memo from the provost saying that it's anticipated that the review will lead to the closure of some programs at the university. But the big thing is that right now deans and their department heads have until November 1st to decide whether they want to recommend keeping their program and moving forward with the review, which they might not know the outcome of what that may be, or whether they will kind of recommend off the bat closing their program or consolidating their program and combining it with another major. They have until November 1st to make that decision. So right now, a lot of faculty are saying that they're feeling pressure to make these decisions that will impact the future of their programs. So that's kind of the situation right now.
Yeah, it's less than 2 weeks. I'm curious, do you have some examples of majors that are on the block?
Yeah, so a kind of right now, special education's on there, philosophy, athletic training, environmental studies, social work, but then also kind of a lot of classes in the arts. I'm pretty sure acting's up there, music, and then other humanities courses like women and gender studies, Africana studies, and a lot of languages too right now are on the at risk as well.
Okay, so just a couple quick questions to me. This is just UConn stores we're talking, correct?
It's across the university. It's kind of, that's my understanding.
Okay, and this is this about really about a cultural shift away from liberal arts?
That's what the university is saying, because for one of the things that critics are saying is there's kind of a perception that the administration is not as supportive of the humanities as they might be as STEM. That's kind of something that I heard from a number of faculty. Yeah. And it's kind of an attitude that even the university's president addressed in her letter to staff, saying that this is not the case. We support the humanities, but they did kind of talk about how they see students shifting away from some classes, some courses, and interest shifting, and that we need to make sure that we keep up with the times, essentially.
Yeah. I am injecting some subjective commentary, but some of these should be loss leaders, right? I mean, some of these things you feel like you can't get rid of, like, how do you get rid of special ed and like social work? Like, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, I understand if it's low enrollment, but those we need to crank out as many as we can, even if it's a lower number.
Yeah, and that's something that kind of union leaders and different faculty have said, that they were really frustrated that the only metric for this process was just how many students have graduated with a major, because obviously some programs are much smaller than others. And so some programs are really necessary and super standard at a university, and now they need to kind of justify why they should be there, and kind of are going through this stressful process.
We're talking with Allison Cross from the Hartford Courant. Again, you can go to current.com to read the piece, and it's you know, obviously education is massively important. And I'm just curious, two more quick questions here. One is this related, this effort to cut costs, a little bit to the last budget crunch where, you know, they needed this money in the 11th hour to be able to sort of pay the bills for this current year?
Yeah, right now the university's kind of has requested all across all their units, including academic, athletics, administration, to kind of reduce their budgets by 3%. Last year, the projected deficit for fiscal year 2025 grew from $70 million to $96 million, and the legislature did provide a lot of one-time funding to try to reduce that, but university officials said that UConn's still kind of looking at a $17.6 million spending reduction to kind of close that gap finally. But they said that next fiscal year, because a lot of those funds are one time, they're looking at a funding gap of $72.8 million for next academic year. So that's why they're moving through kind of with looking to reduce spending.
What happens after November 1?
After November 1, the provost will kind of provide a list of programs that are slated for closure, present that at the December 11th Board of Trustees meeting, and the Board of Trustees need to vote on any time a program's closed. But then it's, from my understanding, kind of the school, I can't speak this morning.
It's early.
The departments that say we want to keep our majors, they'll move on with the evaluation process, is my understanding. So there may be more programs that are eventually recommended for closure after that November 1st, December 11th date.
All right, Allison, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's a lot of insight, and it's an important story, and we appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.